On your radio and on triplem.com.au. This is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
He'll come into the hands of the Cats, though. Then a big tackle laid on Cockatoo, who's brought to ground court holding the ball. Great performance by Schofield.
Schofield does really well.
He's doing himself,
bought himself some space. Kick from 50 and goes straight through the middle.
Oh, there he is, Willie Schofield. We did well there to get a highlight of him tackling.
But
190 games and he only needs 10 more, Jim, this year, hopefully, to play the 200. A good Geelong boy, Geelong College, Geelong Falcons. Mum still lives in Geelong, but been a star and a very, very good player, premiership player for the West Coast Eagles. Welcome, Willie.
G'day, boys. How are you? Long-time listener, first-time caller today. And you did very well to find some audio of me kicking a goal there. Well done.
A goal and a tackle.
Yes. Oh, no, I'm a tackler. I'm a defender. I can tackle. Just goals have been few and far between.
Hey, well, we understand, chatting to you just off air, that you had your first contact session back at the club today. How did that go?
Yeah, it went well. It's been... been a long time between drinks, but we're back on the horse now, which has been good. Got some few bumps, few tackles, few contested marks, few spoils. So yeah, it's good being back around the boys. You can't complain.
Mate, I ask you about that because I think every footy fan saw prior to the lockdown the vision that came out of a West Coast Eagles training session of you and Josh Kennedy going as toe to toe as I've ever seen two in match sim. It went viral, that vision.
Yeah, I think both Josh and I saw the cameras were there. We just turned it up a notch for them. It's rare to see old boys going like that pre-season. Look, that was we got that little drill. It's called the Barbarian Drill, and it's just a 1v1 type setup. And yeah, every now and then we'll get out of first gear, Josh and I, and have a bit of a crack. And yeah, someone had the camera out, but it was good. I love competing against Joshy. It's what made me a competitive player, is having a line up on guys like that my whole career at pre-season.
Boy, he had the shits too when he took the mark in the end.
Yeah, well, mate, I'm a backman. I don't like anyone marking in front of me.
190 games, 22 goals there, Willie boy. Hey, what about on Saturday after the rub? We're going to play the 2018 West Coast defeating Collingwood Grand Final, which we all remember. But are the boys, the four boys, are they still walking around talking about how they set up the game, how they won the game? And I think there was even memorabilia that came out. And I'm talking, of course, of McGovern to Vardy to Ryan to Sheed.
The moment, I think they've been calling it, Bill.
The moment.
And they've been calling it that. And you are missing one person involved in that. And I think you know that you're missing someone as well.
Who would that be, Will?
That's me, that's Schofield.
What did you do?
Mate, I was smart and intelligent enough to just drift off my man De Goey. Yes. I drifted into the middle of the ground, trying to kick a goal. We were down by a goal, so I just went for a run, and we turned the ball over while I was in the middle of the ground, and that left De Goey standing by himself in the goal square. And so Gov had to cover him for me, and so without that happening, it wouldn't have been a McGovern to Vardy, to Ryan to Sheed. Shit.
But I haven't seen that in the memorabilia.
No, and I haven't seen it in my bank account either.
Dom Sheed, that's one of the great moments ever in a grand final, that set shot goal he kicked. How many, like, rank out of 10, how likely you thought as he was running in it was going to go through?
Yeah, no, I'd give him a 7 out of 10. He's a decent kick and a smart guy when he gets on the footy field. So I would have rather it in his hands over a few others, and left foot side as well. I think it was likely, more than likely to go in.
And was it a block on Maynard or not?
You'd have to ask umpire Rosemary about that one, mate. I'm just a player, just a lonely
just
old player.
Just a player, are you? Hey, I tell you what, your game was very good. You got the did you get the 15 out of 15 votes in the best and fairest?
Yes, I did, mate. That's correct.
Wow. And you played on De Goey for most of the game, didn't you?
That literally was the first and only time that's ever happened to me in my career. So I will take credit for that. Yeah, it was a good game by me.
Hey, well, it was a ripping game by you. And were we right over here in Melbourne to understand that you were unsure as to how much more footy you were going to play? Was there a stage you got to where you legitimately wondered if you were going to keep playing senior footy?
I mean, that was probably post grand. Oh well, you know, that was probably towards the end of last year. Never been just a footy player and footy's my only thing. I've always liked to keep busy off the field. So been studying and got a couple of businesses going as well. So just had to weigh all that up. And I'm happy I went around again, but I certainly considered hanging the boots up. But yeah, we're here and it's been a weird one for 2020, but going okay.
Well, we're going to ask you about that next. Can you stick around?
Sounds good, boys.
And West Coast Premiership star Will Schofield.
And should have been maybe Norm Smith, Will reckons. Anyway, unbelievable game in the grand final. And back at training today, which is great. I watched Collingwood. They trained yesterday. Geez, they went pretty hard at it. So are you guys going to go pretty hard at it from the get-go, or are you just going to ease your way in?
Yeah, it's an interesting consideration. I mean, it's that thing that probably is the hardest thing to replicate, that elite level of training. I think most clubs would have been maintaining a pretty good fitness base and being able to get out and train in pairs, that sort of stuff. But once you get together as a group, I mean, that's where I guess the good and bad teams split themselves. So we had some match sim today and I think we got through unscathed. So that's probably the focus the first couple of weeks, getting the load into each other and not getting injuries, and then ramp it up, probably a week out from games.
Tim Kelly, how's he going?
Very good. I've been nothing but impressed with TK since he's got to the club, and it's always difficult to tell how guys will be, adjust and fit in with the group. And you see guys all around the comp changing teams, and some guys do it well, some don't. Nothing but ticks for TK at the moment. He's been kicking goals at training, running through the midfield a lot, and loving having him around the boys.
Very good player.
He had a decision to make. He either stays in Geelong.
Will will go straight back to Geelong when you finish up, won't you, Will?
I won't have you having a dig at Geelong the town, Jim.
Good on you, Will.
I'm a Geelong boy. I do live in Perth, and I love the West Coast Eagles, but I am a Geelong boy. I won't have you defacing that.
Willis.
Community.
Good on you,
Willis,
mate.
Geelong's been in lockdown for 25 years.
You've done, as you said, Will, don't listen to that crap. You've done very well off the field and businesses, but also with the wife, Alex, because you have lost the feathers. So you had to actually make a decision, I suppose, hadn't you? You had to say, I've got to go here quickly before I lose them all.
Bloody hell. Are you talking about my hair? What's happening?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I am. Look, I am hair follically challenged.
Oh, you're bald, nearly.
No, just challenged. It's genetics. As you would know very well, Bill, it's genetics. Yes. There's not much can be done about it.
And your beautiful wife, Alex, and you've got the young bloke, Nash, of course. Tell us what lockdown's been like in your house.
It's been good. I've spent a lot of time with those guys, and it's been awesome, to be honest. There's guys that are facing really big challenges and people losing their jobs, and players, in specifically this industry, we've taken cuts and people have lost their jobs in our footy club as well. But in terms of spending time with the family, it's been awesome. So it's made it difficult at times to get things done around the house with a two-year-old running around, but I wouldn't trade the time for anything. It's been great.
Hey, while we've got you, of course, with my nephews, everyone focuses on Angus at Melbourne and Andrew at Freo, but you have got Hamish at your club, Will. This is a young man who got 98 in his ATAR and is studying nuclear physics, among other things. Have you got your head around what sort of a unit he is?
He's an interesting unit, Hamish. I'm a big fan of Hamish's. Like you said, he's like the, is it the Black Swan? No, that's not what it is. He's the whatever of the family.
Black sheep.
Black Swan. We got there. Sorry, who am I? Billy Brownless. Listen, stuff like that. Hamish, he's a smart lad. He's a very, we probably had to bring him down a rung. He's probably a little overconfident, but I think that's just him, and we love him. He's been really improving his craft in the midfield this year as well, so there's potentially a seam in there. Running around, I think he got some minutes in the, what we call it now, pre-season of some description. He got some minutes in the middle, and I think he's improving. He's got big quaddies, the big fella, though, big quaddies.
Ooh.
Did he get them from you, Jim? Or
No,
he got his big heart from me and also the brains. No. He got the overconfidence from his idiot father.
Overconfidence from his uncle. Who would be friends with him? Because it wouldn't be Nathan Vardy. He wouldn't be able to talk to him.
Hamish is, I'd say his best mate here is the captain, Luke Shuey. So he's doing well. If he's looking for selection, I think he's done well.
And off the field, what are you doing, mate, to set yourself up?
Chris Maston, my premiership teammate, yeah. Chris, played on the wing. He played on the outside winger. basically, yeah, he held width for a lot of his career, which was good of him. But we're running an online alcohol business at the moment, so it's going well.
What? Give it a wrap. What is it?
Yeah, give it a wrap.
Heroes and Comrades. We're just in WA at the moment, so heroesandco.com.au. But we're selling on-premise, organic, biodynamic wines and beers and WA at the moment, but going national very soon, boys. So I might have to send you a couple of drops.
Right. Nice. I like the
Any
sound of it.
Any frothies or no, just wine?
No, beers, wines, adding a bit of liquor as well. So we'll have the works.
All right.
Work, Will. Now, you didn't play first round, but we're presuming you're going to play second round.
Yes, I've spoken to Simo, and he's going to chuck me down at full forward. I'm going to kick 10.
He's kicked 22 in his whole career. Good on you, Will. Keep up the great work, Cocko.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate you having us.